Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes talking about still say no. The challenge to say no seems null and void in our world today, and sadly this mindset is prevalent in the church. A man or woman may say, "I've had too many experiences," or "the horse is already out of the barn," or maybe, "I have feelings too strong to try abstinence." But I propose to you that the scriptures are right. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. How do you do it, you say? By making sure you give no opportunity to the flesh. Make no room for it, as warned in Romans 13:14. That means do not set yourself up in situations that make it easy to comply with your fleshly desires. Make no room for it, for if you do, the flesh will take control. Even if this means going out with others who will hold you accountable for your actions, do it. You are not too grown up to do this. Be wise enough to keep yourself in safe settings. Solomon asked the question, "Can you take coal into your bosom and not be burned?" As you spend time together with someone you're truly attracted to, you will find that your feelings grow more and more. It is a normal process, but the problem comes when you do not know how to restrain those feelings and you try to take the relationship to the next level, or the ultimate level of sexual intimacy. Often this happens even though one is not ready to commit to a covenant union. If you are not ready to do this with someone who is ready to do this, you do not love that person enough to enjoy the intimacy ordained for covenant partners only. I know this is the 21st century, but neither God's word nor his intentions for his creation have changed. We may have changed, society has changed, and even many in the church have changed, but we bear the consequences for turning away from God's original order in STDs, broken hearts, suicides, and other ills that plague society. Of course, these effects are never realized until after you compromise your faith to your flesh. This is how Satan seduced the first couple in Genesis. He did not tell them how it feels to fail God and fall through disobedience, the guilt, the shame, and misery they would suffer. They experienced all of this after the fall, after the failure to obey God's command. He instructs them in 1 Corinthians 7:13 that sex is for marriage only. Paul lets them know they are to have their own partner, a husband and wife relationship. The security that comes in knowing that she has the undivided love of her husband and the husband knows he has the exclusive love of his wife. They are to render the sexual intimacy each one needs in the safe and secure environment they give each other in exclusivity. The only safe and secure environment is a covenant environment. This alone is God-ordained and must be joined together with those who understand what it means and how it is entered. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.